have a couple of young ladies affiliated with the Mexico Senior Center this morning. First off, Emily Lane. She's been here a couple of times before. She's on the board over at the Senior Center. I want to say good morning, Emily.
And good morning, all.
Glad to have you in here this morning. Also, Emily has brought a guest along with her this morning, Courtney Beyer. And she is with she's an outreach. Tell us your title, Courtney. Help me out.
I'm the Outreach and Partnership Manager with the Central Missouri Foster Care and Adoption Association. That's a mouthful. We're CMFCAA.
Thank you for helping me out. I couldn't read my own writing there for a minute, but we are going to be talking a little bit about an event, Courtney, that you're going to be a part of. It's actually coming up this Friday, as I understand it.
Yes, that's correct. So we are really excited to partner with Aging Best and the Mexico Senior Center to host a free educational lunch and learn this Friday. That's September 13th. This is going to be at 11 a.m. at Fairytale Events in Mexico. So this is a completely free event. Both CMFCAA and Aging Best will present about our services. We're catering in pulled pork sliders from Pig Up and Go, so this is completely free. You can just come in, learn a little bit about what both organizations do, how we can serve the community. You do not have to be involved in child welfare or foster care, nor do you have to be a senior to attend. It's open to anybody.
Very nice. Emily, you were telling me a little bit before we went on the air, a lot of folks over at the Senior Center do help out with children or foster children, isn't that right?
Oh, yes. In this day and time, and we know that it takes almost two members of a family or a single member, you got to make a living. And a lot of responsibility falls back on grandparents. I mean, we have to invest, folks, into our younger generations that are coming up. This is important. Yep. That we help, and it takes a village almost now to raise a child.
Absolutely. Now, people who wanted to be a part of this Lunch and Learn, do they need to pre-register for this, Courtney?
If possible, we would prefer they RSVP. Walk-ins are welcome, but RSVPs help us make sure we have enough food. So if you do want to RSVP, we're circulating a flyer, but you can also go to our website. That's Mo Foster Adopt, M-O. fosteradopt.com/lunch and sign up for that. Again, it's completely free. If you don't get to and still want to come, that's totally fine. We just appreciate those RSVPs so I can make sure and feed everyone well.
No doubt about it. Emily, I haven't had a chance to talk to you since the soybean festival went on. I know Jake Clayton was over at the Senior Center. How did that go for you guys?
Oh, really well. My friend Miss May, she arranged that, and it was really exciting. He's talking about maybe after his October, he'll be done with touring a lot, that he may return back just to do a show for the Senior Center. I hope that comes to be.
Yeah,
it'll be exciting.
We always like seeing Jake, Mexico's own, come back and perform here. I'm sure it was a good time there. We want to tell everybody about this free Lunch and Learn. It's going to be taking place this Friday at Fairytale Events from 11 a.m. to noon, and Central Missouri Foster Care and Adoption Association. Free lunch going on there, and with Aging Best as well. So find out about those services. Certainly appreciate both of you coming in this morning.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much for having us. And I will just highlight, kind of piggybacking off of what Emily said, you do not just have to be foster or adoptive, but also grandparents raising grandchildren are a huge portion of who both organizations serve. So if you know any families like that, please tell them about our event.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much. Emily Lane, she's a board member with the Mexico Senior Center. And also we have Courtney Beyer in this morning, and I'm going to get her title right, Outreach and Partnership Manager for Central Missouri Foster Care and Adoption Association.